Today's U.S. Senate debate gave Florida voters their second-to-last chance to make a decision on who they want to send to the Senate. A poll released yesterday morning conducted by the St. Petersburg Times, the Miami Herald, and Bay News 9 gave Republican Marco Rubio 46% of the vote, with Independent Charlie Crist in second place with 26% of the vote, and Democrat Kendrick Meek trailing with only 20% of the vote. However, this debate left people unsure with directions the polls will take in the next 8 days. Candidates did discuss important issues like the economy, the conflicts in Iran, and immigration. However, amidst disagreement, the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, climate change, and Florida's world standing seemed to fall to the background.
We're getting wealthy, but we're not safe and healthy. That's bullshit. Get off it.
Protesters gathered outside USF's Marshall Center calling for clean energy and a stop to offshore drilling. However, these issues were barely touched on during the one-hour debate. USF World Director Dr. Roger Brindley says Florida's global standing was also a topic lacking in the debate.
Florida is the fourth largest state economy in the United States, but we're not in the top 15 economies in trade with China. We know that between 3,000 and 4,000 K-12 students in the state of Florida are learning Chinese right now. Well, in one sense, that's quite wonderful. In another sense, 3,000 or 4,000 is a minuscule percentage of our students. When I think about the idea that many, many of our students are not given a thorough grounding in global curriculum, then it's not surprising that we don't have our politicians who view this as something that they need to be putting their efforts into.
When you go into the voting booth and you have to hold your nose when you pull down the voting lever, you're voting for the wrong person.
Another group of protesters at the debate felt cheated, as only 3 of the 10 candidates running for Senate were even allowed to participate in the CNN debate. Libertarian candidate Alex Snichter says elections need to be about an individual candidate and their goals, and not about party politics.
What I've been told is that we did not meet the polling criteria that they had set for the debate. Unfortunately, they haven't included us in the poll, so there's no way for us to be able to meet the criteria that they set for today.
And why haven't they included you in the poll?
Well, I think because they don't want me in the debate. I mean, if you were Charlie Crist, Marco Rubio, or Kendrick Meek, and somebody was going to go up there and speak the truth, I don't think you'd want me in the debate either.
As the subjects transitioned, most of the debate seemed to go back to Crist's constantly changing viewpoints and Rubio's lack of transparency. Rubio even called Crist a heckler during the debate for his multiple accusations and repeated interruptions.
In the governor's office for the first time in the history of our
I've never had a heckler at the debate.
Meek also got into the action, attacking Crist for his decision to back out of the Republican Party.
Let me just say this. All right, we know why the governor's running as an independent, because he couldn't beat Marco Rubio, okay?
Major disagreements during the debate stemmed from stimulus money, tax cuts, and government spending. Rubio says his stimulus has failed and wants to cut back on government spending. However, Meek had something to say when Rubio discussed a need for politicians to stop cutting deals.
And, Speaker Rubio sits here talking about deal cutting. He was the Speaker of the Florida House of Representatives. That's all he did.
The debate left no clear winner, and one thing candidates can agree on is no one is safe until the November 2nd election. The candidates will face off one last time in Orlando on Tuesday. For WMNF in Tampa, I'm Sarah Curran.